Primary 6 podcast.
How's your B6 been so far?
Yeah, I think it's been going very well. Nobody's really got in trouble.
It's been really fun. What have you been doing this week?
We've been using the laptops to create a PowerPoint.
What's your favourite thing been in P6 so far?
Everything. I can't even pick anything.
PowerPoint.
So what was your PowerPoint about?
Industrial Revolution.
Okay, just about the whole of the Industrial Revolution?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I feel sad for the people that had to get their houses taken away.
So why did they have to get their... So for the factories?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so where did you learn that? Was that part of your PowerPoint?
Well, it wasn't part of my PowerPoint, but we watched a video about it on the smart board, which is really smart.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, you've got a new smart board compared to Primary 5.
Mm-hmm. But you're really small.
Really small. So what else has been going on this week? What have you been doing in PE this week?
Cross country.
Okay, cross country. So has that been enjoyable?
Yeah, a little bit.
Some people ran 6 laps around the 11-a-side pitch, and there was only about 10 or 11 people that did it in our class.
I didn't.
I ran two laps.
I ran 6, and I was dead after it.
So obviously the people that ran 6, your goal is to get your time down. The people that didn't run 6, your goal is to eventually get to 6 laps.
Oh my.
Me and Lewis were basically at the same time. He was just 27 seconds under me.
This is pretty close for a long distance run. Okay, what else has been going on in Primary 6 this week? One thing have you enjoyed the most?
Making our magic boxes.
Okay, so tell us about that. What happened for that?
So, we wrote a story about this magic box, and then we got to design it, and I put half the glitter in my box.
Okay, so tell us about your story. So you did a story about the magic box. So what did you put in your box?
So I put little fairies with big buildings, even though they're tiny, a giant slushing machine, a humongous waterfall, which is chocolate, and the world's largest chocolate chip cookie in a theme park.
I put in mine everything. Where's my dog? I'm not even kidding. Everything.
Just everything went in the box.
Yeah, basically. And then I put my dog in my magic box. Had feathers, so it looked like my dog had wings.
Okay, so what are you looking forward to most about Primary 6? After everything you've learned, you've been here 2 weeks now, you've learned a little bit more. Alex, what are you looking forward to most?
The inventions.
So you've got your challenge, you've got your inventor's challenge out. Can you remind us when that's due in?
The 19th of September.
Yeah. 19th of September. So you guys have started thinking about your inventions. What have we got so far? Yeah. What kind of ideas have we got so far?
Well, I want to do make your own segue, because I have an actual segue, but not with the bars. So if I can make my own bars actually move, then I can make my own segue.
I want to make something,
but I don't want to tell anyone, because then somebody might steal my idea. Because there's loads of Primary 6s who would come and watch this and don't have an idea of an invention, then maybe they could steal it, and I don't want to say what one.
I've got a really good idea.
So you're keeping that one very much under wraps. Alex, what's your idea?
Mine's, I'm working with Arham, and we're making something with a mug, but I'm not going to say what we're making.
Very, very mysterious. Aidan, have you got any ideas?
Yeah, it's kind of like a thing you do on a daily basis, but it's like, instead of like something insane with like electronic stuff, it's just basic. It's like you can get anything from your house and just make it.
Nice. So it's good. It's not too big of a, not an expensive task. Hopefully it'll be lots of homemade things. Homemade out of lots of things.
I'm excited for the Titanic.
Because you've obviously, I've seen, so we do the smart start, so everybody reads books in the morning. So what have you learned so far about the Titanic that will help you review it as a topic?
Well, it went right in half because of an iceberg. And there was this top bit, and that was for the really rich people. And then the middle bit was for the rich-ish people, and then the bottom bit was for the poor people.
Yeah, so the split, and obviously we'll talk a lot more about the Titanic later on, but it's nice to see that you're hitting the ground running with that. So we've only got not too long left. So what do you think you're looking forward to most about next week? Okay, do you know what you're doing next week at all?
No, not really.
No? Okay, so that's going to be some nice surprises for you next week. Hopefully that'll be a good
fun
week.
Getting ready for my mum's wedding.
Your mum's wedding? Yep, that'll be super exciting for you.
We're doing art next week.
Doing art. So tell us about art. We've not really heard much about art so far.
We have to draw Industrial Revolution, like the pipes.
Mm-hmm.
And after that you get chalk. Basically it's chalk and you can colour it in.
So you put this dark bit around, black around the edges and take a cotton pad and smudge it in a bit, but leave a little bit in the middle and you colour that in with white one so it looks like it's actual metal.
That sounds exciting.
I've started.
Nice. Okay, so if you could change one thing about this week for next week, what would it be?
I don't know.
I should stop being less silly because I'm really silly.
I would want to level up into blue group in my spelling.
I should start doing my warble outside for PE.
I would want to move up maths group.
So there's nice ambitious challenges for next week. Okay, so before we wrap up, what do you need to remember for next week? What notices, what reminders have we got for next week?
To start bringing my water bottle to school.
Okay, water bottles, what about PE kits?
Yes.
Yeah,
so
we need to
bring
that.
I brought my PE kit last week, so.
Yep, so PE kits, outdoor PE kit on a Tuesday, indoor PE kit on a Wednesday. You'll be getting spelling homework on Monday, so your spelling homework will be due on a Friday.
Homework.
And other homework, maths homework, will be depending on which maths group you're in.
Okay, I'm fine with maths.
Don't have homework this week, we'll start homework next week.
I'm fine with maths homework, but not spelling.
I like spelling.
I
can't do maths. I'm terrible at maths. I'm terrible at division.
That's why you're here. That's why you're in primary six, so you can learn to do these things.
You can
work on
your math.
Okay, so thank you very much for being part of the first Primary 6 podcast. If you'd like to say bye to whoever's hopefully listening.
Goodbye, everyone.
Bye, whoever's listening.